a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever snore so loud it registered as an earthquake, or you woke up with a throat as dry as the Sahara Desert and a headache that could stop a locomotive? Well, I've had all of these because I have sleep apnea. Hi, I'm Scott Mitchell. Yep, I wear a machine plugged into a wall attached to a hose every night. Sound Sleep Medical changed all of this for me, and they can do that for you. They specialize in providing oral appliance therapy for individuals suffering from sleep disorders. In many cases, oral appliances have proven to be as effective as CPAP machines in treating sleep apnea. The lack of sleep is a serious health risk and has been linked to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and even depression. The oral appliance I got from Sound Sleep Medical has freed me from a hose. I can go anywhere, and I've never slept better. Call Sound Sleep Medical today. Seriously, for a limited time, the first 25 people that call get a free consultation worth $200. Call 801-783-5451. It's 801-783-5451.
All right, welcome back into the Jazz Notes podcast. Jazz Notes, not originating from the train like I did sometimes in the playoffs. My name's Cleon Walt. Nope, Jazz Notes is originating from my home. I did spend time at the Jazz Draft event for the media tonight down at the Zions Bank Basketball Center. And yeah, I was there, but because of the train schedule and everything, by the time I had to get back for the train, I thought I'll just finish it up at home. And the guy who was supposed to do it with me tonight, Spencer Hall, well, he told me he was going to do it earlier this week, and then he kind of finked out on me. He said, I forgot. I've got this work thing that I've got to do. I know. Isn't it stinky that some of us have other jobs that we need to do? I do, too. I got to wake up early tomorrow. But I'm doing this Jazz Notes podcast late on Thursday night. Actually, now it's Friday morning, so good Friday to you. And the Jazz only pick one player in this year's NBA draft, and that player is Grayson Allen, pick number 21 for the Jazz. I don't know what you guys think out there, but I was a little disappointed. That's not the guy I was kind of hoping for. If you listen to earlier this week, that podcast, I kind of said that I wanted Kevin Huerter, or I wanted someone who is longer and could either shoot like a Kevin Huerter, or someone who was longer and athletic and could play defense and could eventually be that guy that played next to Donovan Mitchell in the future. I'm not talking about for next season. I'm talking about in the future. But, you know, what else was I supposed to expect when Huerter went earlier in the draft and some of the other guys went a little bit earlier in the draft? When it came down to 21, it probably was going to be Grayson Allen. Not a lot of the guys that fell in back of him. I guess there were a couple of guys that fell in back of him, including Holiday, who would have been, I don't know about a good fit, but he's basically going to be a point guard. And I was not high on the Jazz actually drafting a point guard in this draft because I felt they already have Ricky Rubio. I still think that Donovan Mitchell will be the lead guard at some point in the near future. So I thought that it would be nice if they actually went out there and drafted someone who in the future could be his running mate in the backcourt, who could also play the three every once in a while. That was kind of my thinking, but it didn't happen. When you get to 21, you kind of have to deal with who you have. And, you know, there is one thing I like about Grayson Allen. If you take the tripping away, the one thing I do like about Grayson Allen is his fire. He loves to compete. In fact, he even talked about it a little bit. They did a FaceTime interview with the media as we were in the media room. The recording is not great, but he kind of talks about the differences between him as a guy outside of playing basketball and him playing basketball. Here's what he had to say.
You know, people that don't know me and you see me off the court, and I'm extremely different. I'm very calm and you know, I don't like to talk that much. I'm very kind of shy and introverted. But then on the court, it's different. The passion and emotion comes out. And so teams get to learn that and get to understand me more. I think that kind of helps.
So that's what I like about him. I like that he is competitive, but I'm not sure he's ever going to be anything more than a sixth or seventh or maybe even eighth man on the floor. I'm not seeing it more than that. I think he's going to be one of those guys who's going to be a good player. It's funny, ESPN, Chauncey Billups said that he thought that he played like Bob Sura. And Tony Jones from the Salt Lake Tribune, he was just writing back at me, and he goes, that's the best comparison that I've heard the whole entire night that Chauncey Billups was given. That's the kind of guy. Now, I will have to say, I don't remember watching a lot of Bob Sura when he played for the Cavaliers and other teams and when he played for Florida State. He seemed like a nice shooting guard, but he was a little undersized. And that's kind of what we got with Grayson Allen. He's about, 6'4.5", maybe 6'5" at the most. He can handle the ball. He can shoot the ball. He can do a lot of good things. But I'm not sure he's your running mate with Donovan Mitchell in the future. I think, again, he's going to be that sixth or seventh guy going down the line. Now, I will have to say, Donovan Mitchell loved the pick. If you watch the ESPN coverage, you noticed he went up and gave him a big hug afterwards, and they kind of hung out. And so Donovan Mitchell likes the pick, but really, that's kind of Donovan. That's who he is. And what I mean by that is he's a guy that whoever he is playing with at the time, he is going to enjoy playing with him. He talked a lot about in his Players Tribune article that he loves every one of the guys on the Jazz, and he can't wait to play with them again. And Dennis Lindsay says, hey, we're going to try and sign our free agents. You know, they should really try going after Paul George too. Anyway, we've talked about that before. Maybe that's their answer to the wing, is go out and sign Paul George, you know, getting a shooting guard that way. I'm not sure it's going to happen, but anyway, Jazz management, they don't really have a problem when it comes to Grayson Allen either. They seem to really like him, even though, again, as we talked about, he had some problems after his freshman year. He was accused of tripping some guys, and not only just accused, the video kind of backs it up. So when we got to talk to Dennis Lindsay afterwards, someone approached him and asked him, you know, what about this? Are you okay with this? And this is what Dennis had to say, and he's got plenty of other things he's going to talk about. He'll have interspersed things. This is not his whole news conference, but just a few quick questions that were posed to Dennis Lindsay. Here he is first talking about the whole tripping thing and what he thinks about it.
We're very, very confident in who he is. We're confident in his intelligence. We're confident that he was contrite with the mistakes that he's made in the past. And look, if he makes mistakes like that going forward, you guys need to hold him accountable. And there's nothing more powerful than the electronic herd. But with that said, he and I were totally on the same page. We don't want that fire that's burning, that competitiveness, to go anywhere. Hopefully he won't cross the line. If he does, he'll be held accountable. But we're very confident on who he is.
Do you think he fits in on the court, and especially next to Donovan?
Yeah, so he can play. I would start at Andy with he fits Ricky Rubio. He fits Dante Exum because he can really shoot. He fits Donovan Mitchell, that either one of those guys can bring it up, create on the front end of the possessions, and then also finish on the back end of the possessions. Last 36 months, but especially 24 in the last 12, we wanted to get tougher. We wanted to get more competitive. You guys saw what the playoffs were like, how physical, how competitive you have to be, how skilled you have to be. But your skills don't come out unless you can stand your ground. And that was the one thing. We saw it over time, especially all the number of big games that Duke played. But in particular, here in this workout, that guy was able to stand his ground and be a physical player, but yet a skilled player. So Joe Ingles, Rudy Gobert, Derek Favors, because he can dribble, pass, and shoot, because he's smart, and because he's highly competitive, we're quite confident that he fits the program almost seamlessly positions.
Did you see Donovan's input with those two clashing in the ACC, and what kind of report did
you get? How about that? So we did, actually. First was Donovan's agency is CAA, and they do their pro days out of Thousand Oaks, California. It's where we saw Donovan in his first workout 2 years ago, or two draft seasons ago. And so Donovan was there. He actually took out 10 prospects that night that we saw Grayson. And so Grayson got off to – it was an excellent workout, a bunch of good players. Grayson got off to a really fast start in the workout. And Donovan gets excited. David Morway and I were sitting next to each other, and he texted David. He said, Grayson at 21, ? And so he made his way over to me and said, what do you think? He said, look, he was tough to compete against, but I'd like to compete with him. So not that that means everything, but it means something. And then – Quinn and Donovan have been communicating through in between Donovan's media tour. You guys can quote me on that. And so Donovan mentioned him and one other player that he really respected. So, the players always know. Rudy was happy with Coach as well and the decision that we made.
You developed a solid reputation for moves that you've been able to make. Did you ever think about possibly moving up or anything?
Yeah, so there were a few things up, back, with both picks that we were considering all through the draft. We just – like most drafts, you have a few things that you want to do, moving up, moving back, moving out. And we just really weren't able to execute on anything with 21. And it got down to Grayson and one other player. And we were holding our breath. And there were two teams particular, very good teams. I won't name the teams. But they were trying to move in front of us for Grayson's rights and move with us, and had a real good offer right after we selected him. But obviously we wanted to hold on to his rights.
Was the thought of picking Grayson also thinking that he would be a ready-made player, that he'd be ready to come in and contribute right away?
So, and who knows if he'll get that opportunity, and it's something that Grayson and I discussed, is like he's going to have to bide his time, and a few things have to happen. Nature of the team would have to change. Injury, poor play, him beat somebody out. And we got a really good team back, and we expect our three internal free agents back. Hopefully, we got to go through that process. And if that's the case, he's going to have to watch and learn and compete. And Quinn's going to have to make decisions on, who starts and who's in the rotation. And 82 games is a lot between injury, illness, experimentation with five-man lineups. I would imagine that he would get in some, but who knows? That there's a lot of work that has to happen before that.
Now, Allen believes fans will warm up to him, even though he was considered a villain in college. He says he likes to pass. That was the one thing, playing with so many All-Americans and guys who are one and done. The one thing about him, about Grayson Allen, is that he really had to acquiesce a lot of his offensive firepower to other guys when he was a junior and senior. His best year was actually his sophomore year, if I remember that right off the top of my head. So he got used to passing. He can still drive the ball. He doesn't have – if he's got a head of steam, it looks like he can go and he can throw it down. But I'm not sure he's going to go up in traffic a lot and be able to finish if you're talking about that. He'll be able to drive, but the good thing is he probably doesn't mind dishing. He says he can't wait to play with Donovan Mitchell, even though if you remember, you can find a video of Donovan Mitchell slapping him at one point as they were diving after a ball. But these two guys, as you heard also from Dennis Lindsay, these two guys seem to want to play with each other. The one thing that you have to hope for him is that, and the thing that I would have to say that I love about him, is that he is an irritant. And you love having those guys on your team, and you hate it when you play those guys. Don't you hate it when you play, if you're ever a Jazz guy, don't you hate it when you got to play Draymond Green? Wouldn't you like to have a Draymond Green on your team? And the Jazz already got kind of two guys that are like that. They're irritants, and they're great having on your team, but you'd hate seeing it on another team, and that's Joe Ingles and Jay Crowder. So maybe those two guys, maybe they can pull them aside and say, hey, Rook, this is how you are irritating. This is how you play tough, but you don't want to go over the top. And so there are some things that he still needs to learn. And as Dennis Lindsay even mentioned, you know, even though it seems like they drafted Grayson Allen to help out right now, if everyone comes back healthy, he may have a tough time making it into the rotation. But the one thing about Grayson Allen is I don't think he really cares. I think he just wants to learn to soak everything up. He's a little bit older. He just wants to help out wherever he can. So that's a positive for the Jazz too. I mean, me, did I like the pick? No, not really. But really, as I said before, what else are you going to do at 21? He was one of the best players that were sitting there. And so the Jazz got him. We'll see how he does in his rookie season. And actually, we've got 1 week off, and then we're actually going to see him in person in Jazz Summer League, and we hope to bring you some more podcasts about what's going up at Jazz Summer League. Let me know what you think about the draft of Grayson Allen for the Utah Jazz. You can always tweet at me, at KSLCleon. That is my Twitter handle. Thanks for listening to the Jazz Notes podcast, this late-night Jazz Notes podcast. I appreciate it. You can download us at Apple Podcasts or other podcast providers, or you can listen to us right on the KSL News Radio app, or, you know, a lot of times I tweet out the link too. So anyway, good night to everyone. We will talk to you soon. Again, let me know what you think about how the Jazz did in this 2018 NBA draft by drafting Grayson Allen. We'll talk to you soon.